All right, just a few more words about regular and irregular verbs. Irregular verbs. If a verb is regular, the past simple and past participle and in ed. For example, infinitive, past simple, past participle. Clean, cleaned, finish, finished, use, used, paint, painted, stop, stopped, carry, carried. Those are regular verbs, right? We add ed. For the past simple, I cleaned, they finished, she carried. So in this case, we use regular verbs and we added ed. We use the past participle to make the perfect tense and all the passive forms. Perfect tenses have, has, had, cleaned. I have cleaned the windows, which is present perfect. They were still working, they hadn't finished, past perfect. And passive, is cleaned, was cleaned. He was carried out of the room, past simple, passive. The gate has just been painted, present perfect, passive. Irregular verbs. When the past simple and past participle do not end in ed, for example, I saw, I have seen, the verb is irregular. With some irregular verbs, all three forms, infinitive, past simple, and past participle, are the same. For example, hit. Don't hit me. Infinitive. Somebody hit me as I came into the room. Past simple. I've never hit anybody in my life. Past participle, present perfect. George was hit on the head by a stone. Past participle, passive. With other irregular verbs, the past simple is the same as past participle, but different from the infinitive. For example, tell, told. Can you tell me what to do? Infinitive. She told me to come back the next day. Past simple. Have you told anybody about your new job? Past participle, present perfect. I was told to come back the next day. Past participle, passive. With other irregular verbs, all three forms are different. For example, wake, woke, woken. I'll wake you up. Infinitive. I woke up in the middle of the night. Past simple. The baby has woken up. I was woken up by a loud noise. The following verbs can be regular or irregular. Burn, burned. Dream, dreamed. Lean, leaned. Learn, learned. Smell, smelled. Spell, spelled. Spill, spilled. Spoil, spoiled. So you can say, I leaned out of the window, or I leaned out of the window. The dinner has been spoiled, or the dinner has been spoiled. In British English, the irregular form, burnt, learnt, is more usual. For American English, we use the other forms. All right, we finished at F. So we go on with some irregular verbs from G on. I'm going to read three forms slowly. Try to repeat after me and memorize them. Get, got. Or get, got, gotten, if you're from Britain. Give, gave, given. Go, went, gone. Grow, grew, grown. Hang, hung, hung. Have, had, had. Hear, heard, heard. Hide, hid, hidden. Hit, hit, hit. Hold, held, held. Hurt, hurt, hurt. Keep, kept, kept. You know what? Let me go back again and do it slower, because I was just going fast, fast, fast. Let me start again with get, and I'm going to pause, and you can repeat. Get, got, got. Give, gave, given. Go, went, gone. Grow, grew, grown. Hang, hung, hung. Have, had, had. Hear, heard, heard. Hide, hid, hidden. Hit, hit, hit. Hold, held, held. Hurt, hurt, hurt. keep, kept, kept. Kneel, knelt, knelt. Know, knew, known. Lay, laid, laid. Lead, led, led. Leave, left, left. Lend, lent, lent. Let, let, let. Lie, lay, lane. Light, lit, lit. Lose, lost, lost. Make, made, made. Mean, meant, meant. Meet, met, met. Pay, paid, paid. Put, put, put. Read, read, read. Ride, rode, ridden. Ring, rang, rung. Rise, rose, risen. Run, rang, rung. Say, said, said. See, saw, sin. Seek, sought, sought. Sell, sold, sold. Send, sent, sent. Set, set, set. Sue, sued, soon. Shake, shook, shaken. Shine, shone, shone. Shoot, shot, shot. Show, showed, shown. Shrink, shrank, shrunk. Sing, sang, sung. Sink, sank, sunk. Sit, sat, sat. Sleep, slept, slept. Slide, slid, slid. Speak, spoke, spoken. Spend, spent, spent. Spit, spat, spat. Split, split, split. Spread, spread, spread. Spring, sprain, sprung. Stand, stood, stood. Steal, stole, stolen. Stick, stuck, stuck. Sting, stung, stung. Stink, stink, stunk. Strike, struck, struck. Swear, swore, sworn. Sweep, swept, swept. Swim, swam, swum. Swing, swung, swung. Take, took, taken. Teach, taught, taught. Tear, tore, torn. Tell, told, told. Think, thought, thought. Throw, threw, thrown. Understand, understood, understood. Wake, woke, woken. All right, so understand, understood, understood. Wake, woke, woken. Wear, wore, worn. Weep, wept, wept. Win, won, won. And write, wrote, written. Hey, this is as much for irregular verbs. Of course, the only way to memorize them is to use them in a sentence. So I'm going to go from the bottom up. We're not going to make all the sentences, but let's try some. So write, wrote, written. Since we just studied past simple, let's use it in past simple, so we're going to use the second form. I wrote a letter to my friend. Win, won, won. I won the competition. Whip, wept, wept. I wept a lot. Wear, worn, worn. I wore a dress yesterday. Wake, woke, woken. He woke me up late. Understand, understood, understood. I understood everything. Throw, threw, thrown. I threw the ball at him. Think, thought, thought. I thought about it for a long time. Tell, told, told. I told them not to do it. So this is the way that you should be practicing all of your irregular verbs, and not only irregular verbs, but basically any word that is unknown for you. If you use it in a sentence, your memory will instantly activate the process and you will be able to remember it a lot better. All right, teach, taught, taught. I taught a lesson yesterday. Take, took, taken. I took money from the bank. Swing, swung, swung. I swung on the swings in the park. Swim, swam, swam. I swam for 10 minutes at the pool. Sweep, swept, swept. I swept the floors yesterday. Swear, swore, sworn. I swore I would never use it. Strike, struck, struck. I struck the chord. Stink, stink, stunk. The room stink. Sting, stung, stung. The bee stung the girl in summer. Stick, stuck, stuck. The sticker stuck. All right, so this is an example of what you should be doing. Of course, I will leave the rest of the verbs to you. And this is only an example of something, what you should be doing. Now, the best way right now to test yourselves is to ask, which word, verbs out of these do I remember? So the question is, do you remember any irregular verbs or regular verbs that I studied? I will be posting PDF of this, or I think it's a JPEG actually that I post, but that's the same thing. I will be posting these irregular list of irregular verbs on Moodle for you to print out and study. If you have any questions, as always, drop me a line, but I think everything's pretty self-explanatory. All right, thank you.